Quick update.
Woo, 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 woo.
Chris took the donut plunge, Slee. He's in the other room. He was on the fence whether he's going to do
it
or not.
Wrapped it in bacon?
No, it just looks like a plain old
just
glazed
so
one.
Straight up
I don't know what
donut.
Happens. Does this kind of open up the door where one becomes three?
It does for me. That's the way I roll. It's not. If I eat one,
then
it's
all
like
hell breaks loose.
It's off to the races.
It's like drinking, right? There's no fun in having.
It's
one
a gateway
drink.
Drug. The donut is a gate.
Donut is a gateway to pie and cake.
Eclairs,
yes. Eclairs, crullers.
Well, it's a gateway to diabetes. Is
yes,
what
it is.
Anything filled with custard. This is the gateway to that. By the way, those are pretty good. Like bite or two, a little
diabetes.
Oh yeah, bad way to do it. So, did you have a basement as a kid?
Yeah, did have a basement. That's where I smoked my first joint. Was in the basement when mom and dad weren't home. We had a basement. It was finished basement. We called it the family room. And this is the honest to God truth. We had a gun rack over the TV in our family. Family of hunters and fishermen and stuff. We had a gun rack right over there. I mean, it was very sort of redneck of us, but we did have a gun rack
guns
over the TV.
Guns and weed.
Yeah, guns and weed. Yeah, an excellent combination.
So this was, would you have today's National Sleepover Day?
Oh, yeah.
Would you have your friends over and that's where you'd smoke joints and watch cartoons or what's going on down
there? Yeah, I'd say that's what the basement was kind of for. There are no basements, I don't think, in California.
No, I've never seen one.
Yeah.
Andy, you grew up in the Midwest. Did you guys have the basement activities?
Yeah, I mean, you need it. It's tornado country.
Yeah, we also had to run down there when there was a tornado. That was the other thing.
A reason to have a basement.
Yes,
there is. I think that actually is the reason in the Midwest is you are concerned about that particular element.
I thought you guys just like big screen TVs and pool. Every basement
we
I
do,
went.
But yeah, no pool reason. Table. We did not have a pool table.
Oh, that's like,
but that's like
ping pong, maybe?
No ping pong.
Oh,
no.
I mean, they used all the money on the guns.
There was a friggin'. Yeah, by the way, and there was also a piano. So piano, guns, and weed. That was our basement.
It's rather eclectic.
Yes, it is.
How often did Ted Nugent come
over? Yeah, it does sound like that, doesn't it?
So we were talking, you sat next to Slee at the game last night?
I did, yeah. Oh, man, that guy will not shut up.
I was just going to say,
just yammer. I don't even know what half the thing is. I try to keep this ear covered so that I don't, but still, he's like tapping me on the shoulder. Yeah. He's like, yeah.
I come around
what,
to the
how
other
how about
ear.
That high screen and roll? It's like just random stuff.
I go around to the other ear, because if I see this ear is covered, then I'm saying to myself, okay, is the other side open? If it is, I got no problem just walking.
Yeah,
I
tell you,
he's
a talker. He is a talker.
So do you guys just sit there in silence and not speak to one another?
I'm not a big talker. I sort of lock into the game. Like, I'm actually paying. It was a great game. It was a really fun game. We had brief conversations, I think.
Only time we talked literally was... You would either show me something on Twitter. I saw something on Twitter yesterday that threw me off.
Can you share what it was?
Just threw me off. Yeah, you
yeah.
Share.
No, I retweeted it. I ran into Coach Dave Miller, who's a beloved figure around here, and Arash Markazi, who is also a beloved figure. So the two of us,
Arash, by
the
way, started
us,
his own.
Yeah, he's got his
sports
own sports site. So yeah, so it's the three of us in a picture, and I did retweet it.
You, Coach Miller, and Arash.
And Arash.
So
yeah,
it was
it's
just
very
a,
odd.
It was a random. It was
that's guns, weed,
like the Three Stooges.
The
yeah,
Trav, it was a random three, right? So I'm just kind of scrolling through Twitter while the game's going on. So I asked Mace, explain.
Yeah, no, it was a weird one. It was a weird one to pop up.
It
was a weird one.
Weird three group of people.
Although the best thing of the night was yesterday we had that, the standard $100 bet. Ireland and I have like $100 going back and forth between us. Last night was, would he wear sunglasses indoors when they introduce the announcers? And there's Ireland, sunglasses on. Arms outspread like I am the gift to the world.
He looked so comfortable.
It was awesome.
Oh,
it was awesome.
Ireland, so wacky.
So wacky, so goofy.
What is this whole Coach Dave Miller is beloved here?
He's beloved. He's
I
a beloved
take the clapper
figure.
Side of the
he's a beloved figure. Argument.
He is?
Oh, he's a beloved figure.
Is he?
Yeah, he texts all of us all the time.
Well, that's not me. So he texts you. That doesn't
yeah,
make
no,
him beloved.
No, we text back and forth.
That doesn't make him beloved here.
No, his lovely daughter Sammy is
well, I'm sure
is
his daughter's lovely, but I just don't understand this.
Cronkite School.
You're posting pictures with Dave Miller like it's
I didn't post it. I just retweeted it.
Who posted it?
I think it was
Dave.
Coach Dave Miller.
Shocking that he would post that.
Yeah. No, I thought
shocking.
It was nice. It was fun talking to those guys.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, man.
What kind of donut did you have?
It was not worth it.
No?
What was it?
You look depressed.
I'm depressed for what
Crawler?
I did.
Crawler? Eclair?
No, it was glazed with the pink frosting, some sprinkles.
Yeah.
But
I might as well try the other ones now.
No.
See, don't you think that
you're saying, well, now
after
just try
one, the second one goes
you're saying, call
easy.
My friends at Prime Pizza to balance it all out?
Oh!
Oh, I've
is
heard
that where you get your pizza, Prime Pizza?
Prime Pizza.
Oh,
there's
love,
one in Whittier, Tokyo that's amazing.
I love so Prime good. Pizza. It's that great thing.
Which one
crust.
Do you go to over there? Is it the one? I'm trying to think what's close to your house. There's one in Manhattan Beach now. There's
yeah,
one in Burbank. There's one in, I think they have one in like Santa Monica.
I think it's Santa Monica, yeah.
Prime Pizza, our friends over there.
I gotta try this. I've never had it.
And their ranch, they sell bottles of their ranch. It's incredible. You can buy a bottle of ranch and just shoot it all over your pizza. Bam! Maybe you could go have some Prime Pizza with Dave Miller.
And yeah, I don't know.
And then with sunglasses on.
What do you have against Dave Miller?
I don't have anything against him, but
yeah,
you make it
you're
seem
a Dave
like
Miller attacker.
Coach Dave Miller is like, oh, God. And we
no,
all love
he's
him.
A great guy. I did pregame with Dave Miller the year we won the championship.
Oh, those were some good shows.
Those were some good shows. We won a title.
Well, guess what? We won a title with Playoff Sleep.
I'm not taking anything
and
away
maybe,
from
maybe, just maybe,
sleep.
We're knocking on another one.
How is that possible? How are that? We were literally talking about this 3 months ago.
What? There's a photo of Arash Markov?
No.
Me and Coach Dave Miller?
No.
Is that possible?
But that one is as equally in that same realm. But how are we 3 months ago? Travis was mentioning, he's like, can you imagine somebody saying 3 months ago, hey, Lakers, they got a real shot to win championship number 18.
Not only that they're
18.
Still playing, but they got a really good look at it.
Favored to go to the finals.
What?
And yeah, after starting on 2-10.
When you and I did the pregame show, we did not have a championship.
We did not.
You were kind of during the dark years.
Oh, we were the Luke Walton years,
yeah.
The Lonzo Ball, Julius Randle, the first
rough.
D'Angelo.
Tail end of Byron Scott.
The tail end of Byron Scott. Yeah, we had we did not have a ton of success.
Well, I will say, and Travis, you'll remember
didn't
this.
Didn't scar me at all either.
I loved the kids. I actually did like the kids a lot. I found them.
You did.
I found them very fun.
I'm with you on
exciting.
That. I'm with you on that. I kind of fall on that little – there's that where you have no idea what this team's going to be, and there's so much – it's blind hope.
Well,
there is
what?
No
– Yeah, but wait a minute. Here's what they're going to be. 6 years under 500. That's what they're going to be.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's the part that wore
it's
on
cool,
me.
It's cool. It's fun. It's the kids.
It's
all that stuff.
It's fun for
a
month.
Yeah.
And then it's – wait, how many more years are they
no,
going to lose 50 games?
The real question is if you're able to grow your own crop – but at the same time, go get those free agents. Lakers were never able to do that. It was they got one free agent, and then you got
to
ship
them
all out.
No, they used the kids to get
to go get AD.
The guy.
I know you're a succession fan.
Yes.
Andy, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Emily, you want to lay out your Laker succession theory?
All right, here's my Laker succession comparisons, okay? So I tried to match up like the main guys.
Okay, got
all
it.
All right, so we got LeBron as Logan, obviously.
No question about it.
GOAT in his industry, top of everything. Is always trying to name his number two or successor, but never actually gives that person...
Hasn't passed the... Well,
yeah.
Waiting for someone to rip it out of his hands.
His cold, dead hands.
And he hasn't given them even like the ability to take it. It's like he doesn't treat them or doesn't set them up well.
Yes.
So next is Kendall.
Kendall.
Is AD.
Okay.
Who is the presumed successor, the person that should take it.
Was originally going to be the guy.
Exactly.
Has his moments.
Yeah, has his moments.
But we can see
Living
that
plus.
Where LeBron has both either underlined or crossed out AD at different points in times, but his highs are high and his lows are very low. So he's inconsistent.
Okay.
That's his main thing against him. All
I
right.
Like that.
And sometimes he just doesn't show up. All right. So we got D'Lo as Roman. So Travis, you explain that.
So this is a very specific connection that I've made for D'Angelo Russell as Roman. As we saw in the most recent episode that Jerry has in her possessions photographs.
Oh, yes, she
right?
does. Yes.
There's a very famous recording that D'Angelo Russell had
of
Nick Young a few years ago. So I decided to put those
Jerry
two
together. Jerry is
Nick Young in this
Nick
situation.
Young. Nick
yes.
Young in that situation. Okay.
Yes. So that's
or Iggy Azalea, depending on how you want to look at it.
Right.
You're right,
right.
You're right. That might be better.
All right. So next we have Reeves, who is Connor. Mostly because he just looks like Alan Ruck and a young Alan Ruck. And that, you know, you can't really take him super seriously. He's
a Cameron
he's competent.
From Ferris Bueller and Austin Reeves is
pretty
good.
Yeah, no, I see that. Actually. I see that.
And that people think he's a joke, kind of, because everyone's like, oh, it's like that, you know, white guy playing NBA, like he's going to be a 3-and-D kind of guy, but he's not that. And so Connor is also a joke, but he's also a little more different than that.
Here's why, and this I like this, but there's a disconnect, because Connor Roy... is incompetent Austin Reeves is highly competent.
Highly competent.
Future president Connor Roy. You're talking about?
No, apparently he's polling really well in Alaska. Alaska. In Alaska, 4 or 5%.
Well, he's got Mencken nervous. Yeah. He does actually have
he's
Jared
Mencken.
He's
trying to get the endorsement.
But he is not as competent as Austin. Austin Reeves is a competent individual in the organization.
Can I tell you, I interviewed Alan Ruck on my podcast, and he says that he believes that Connor is on the autism spectrum.
He plays it like that.
Yeah, he says that's in his head. Yeah. That's the way he approaches the role.
That works.
Yeah.
All right, so we got two more. We got Shiv, who is Russell Westbrook. So we're playing with this a little bit, but it's Shiv is Russell Westbrook because they think that they're the best person for the job. They think that they're the top person out there, and they have glimpses of it. And they also both only play their way. They only play their one way, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
And it works under a very specific set of environments where if it's her show, it's fine. The second she has to collaborate, the whole thing breaks down.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Okay.
Right, exactly.
I see
so that. That's Westbrook. And then the last
Poor Westbrook.
He's going to get a ring.
He's
not going to take a ring.
Well, he's going to get all of them.
Patrick Beverly's going to take Russ's ring.
He'll take two rings.
He's a two-time champion.
All right. One last one, guys. So it's Darvin Ham is Jerry because Jerry took a lot of crap from Logan, probably will take a lot of crap from everyone else, but she kind of is the mastermind between all of this and just kind of lays out the groundwork for people to go and work. So
I think Darvin
is it Carl?
Carl's
could be Carl,
like the CFO.
The CFO. I think Darvin is the CFO. I think he's Carl.
That's
Carl
a better choice.
Has got some
well, and
great
also, too,
speeches.
Whenever you're a coach, you're always thinking about a golden parachute.
Yes, that's
you're
true.
Always on the verge of a golden parachute.
Yes. By the way, last night, Nicholas Braun was at the game. The
that's
guy who
cousin,
plays
Greg,
cousin Greg.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't he like genuinely really tall?
He's so tall.
He's like 6'7".
So he walks down the aisle there behind the front row. I don't know where he was sitting, but he's so tall. Everybody sees him and everybody knows who cousin Greg. He's just waving. People are waving to cousin. Hey, cousin Greg.
The Lakers have always had crazy star power, right? Yeah. But it does feel like we're ramping back up again.
Oh, right? Yeah. Because no, it's been impressive.
Jack, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So that's the pinnacle.
They will not lose in front of Jack Nicholson.
You're right.
But it wouldn't dare.
There was a moment where there felt like there were some lesser than the heavy, the Denzels, the DiCaprios that were trending back in the right direction again.
Hell, we got Michael Keaton sitting behind us.
That's right.
Sitting behind us.
How was Keane in section 200?
Was he not there last night, Slee?
He wasn't there.
Well, you know, some of these guys do not want to. They actually specifically don't want to be courtside. Like
Andy
Garcia doesn't really want to be courtside.
Yeah.
He sits in really, really good seats, but not courtside.
Got a fist bump from Andy Garcia one time.
Did you? Nice.
So you and I, we sat together at One Leg. You, me, and Ramona. Remember we were right behind the baseline?
Yes, right by the baseline.
I think it was the same night you got the photograph with Britney Spears.
Britney Spears, yeah.
Right?
Us and Britney.
When Andy Garcia was coming back, is it the founder's room?
Yeah,
chairman's room. Yeah.
So he's coming back from the chairman's room right as the Lakers hit a three or did something. He happened to be right in front of me, turns around, high five with him. Like,
nice.
That was money.
Nice.
That made my Lakers
Give
career.
Me a hug.
Just a little quick high five with Andy Garcia along the way.
That's not bad.
They coming back or are they going to finish the show up there?
Let's see. I think they're probably coming back.
I think so, too.
I think there's a good chance they come back. But that being said, though, I think the Lakers are up for making this a game in Golden State. Like, the opportunity is in front of them, and LeBron, more than anybody, recognizes what it means to just put this thing to bed.
Yeah, God. No, he was on the other side of the 3-1 when obviously what happened at the Cavs, but they just... I'm not doing the full Mike Greenberg where you just don't play the guys. I'm sure you guys saw but I do think you need to be very hyper aware of what you're doing with minutes.
For game 7.
Well, right.
Maybe not 7, but 6 seems like a much better plan.
Yeah, no, the reality is, I mean, if things get out of control, obviously you cut
that's
minutes.
The question,
but if you're in the damn thing, you play.
What's out of control, though? You're down 12 with 9 minutes to go?
No, that's not out of control.
Okay. You keep playing.
We've seen them make comebacks from that number
12,
before.
12 points is totally doable.
It is very doable, but it's also likely that you're going to lose. You're likely going to play a bunch more minutes.
You're going to start getting too cute by half,
agree.
Though.
I think that's probably the best answer.
There's no such thing as a throwaway game in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these all matter. And at some point, if you are that worried about conserving energy, then in all likelihood,
it's going to catch up with you anyways.
You're going to go out at some point anyway.
Right.
Like, you have to play these games for what they are. Like, if you really don't think that LeBron or AD or both have enough energy to get through this series, much less the next two rounds, then you're not getting through this series of next two rounds.
I want to use that expression, too cute by half. How do I use that expression? What does it actually mean, too cute by half?
Just something that is too clever for its own good.
Too clever for
its own good. Like a hat on a hat?
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure. I like that.
The hat on a hat.
Yeah, the whole thing. Too cute by half. Too cute by half.
The Guns, Piano, and Weed Show coming up next. Super Crosstalks powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quarter after 1 p.m. in the South Plain on a live imaging Tuesday. Mason in Ireland. Andy Kamenetsky sitting in for John. Now, we usually do Yacht Rock.
Today we're doing TV
themes. TV
songs?
Themes.
And this, I like this.
This could actually be Yacht Rock and TV theme. Joey Scarbury, the theme from The Greatest American Hero.
That is a class. What year would that have been? 79?
Late 70s, 80s, early 80s.
I think it's early 80s.
It's a great show. One of the very first great superhero shows.
And remember George Costanza's answering machine?
It's all I think
about.
They
had the callback to this.
This is all I think about.
All you think about?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, George is not here. Leave a message.
Who was the character and theme in Greatest American Hero who was also in Ford Columbus?
Wow, that's a deep cut. Whoever it is.
That was in Greatest American Hero, who was also in Four Columbos.
He was a villain in Four Columbos. I can't think of his name. I'll get there.
Yeah, you'll get there.
But it is a Lakers celebration Tuesday. Let's get to it. Mason in Ireland right now.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Morales, if he didn't come up
you
with
love
a bit,
it now.
If he didn't come up with a bit, he doesn't like the bit. That's the way
sometimes
it works.
I just don't like bad bits.
Yeah, it's a great bit.
But don't.
Every day I walk in downstairs, there's Alex. Good afternoon. It's like, obviously, it's catchy. It's sticky. Yeah, security. I can't remember the guy's officer last night at the building. Good afternoon. First time I saw him. I'm like, it was 7 o'clock at night. I got a good afternoon out of him.
If that is true.
That is 100% true.
Then I like it.
Yeah. It's very sticky.
On the YouTube, good everybody afternoon. Just says, good afternoon.
Yes.
Always. Constantly. Pretty
soon. You didn't.
Sticky. It's sticky, Morales.
It's a sticky bit. It's
I never said
sticky.
That. I just didn't think it was sticky. But if you guys are telling me it's sticky.
It's sticky. It's stuck, man.
It stuck.
It stuck. It got so sticky, it stuck. So what have you been causing mayhem? And
no, I mean, listen, it's all about the Lakers today. Thanks to our friends at Michelob Ultra for making a Lakers celebration Tuesday possible. Mace was at the game last night.
Yes.
Slee said that you wouldn't talk to him.
Slee never shuts up.
You kept the headphones on.
Never shuts up.
He said you were not making notes during the game, though.
I was not. I'm watching a game. I'm not.
It's all up here.
You were posting a lot.
Yeah, it's all up here. Lonnie Walker.
You did the typical tweet of, oh, my view.
Oh, my view.
Oh, this is my view.
Yeah, this is my view.
You and producer Lindsay did that. And I'm like,
oh, really?
We got it.
Well, I think, no, people like to see where you're watching the game from.
Okay.
Did you use the LeBron meme, I can't believe this is my life?
No, did not. Did not.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. No, it's a great seat. Great seat. And it's fun watching a game with Slee.
Is it? Well, why do you sit there then?
Because it's a good seat. It's got a good view of the game.
Great seat.
But if you come upstairs to the suite where everybody's watching the game and giving opinions.
It's a schmooze fest.
But you can take all their opinions and use them for yourself and never have to credit them.
Right, but
it's like a beautiful bank of opinions.
I develop my own opinions, my own takes, and then they're super hot.
They're super hot? Are we going to get super hot takes
super
today?
Super hot takes,
okay,
yes.
I look forward to that. Mason in Ireland with Andy Kamenetsky, because Dad is away.
Dad's not home.
And the last time we had Andy on a show on a Tuesday, it got loose.
Yes, it did get loose.
So let's get it rolling right now.
All right. And by the way, I think Dad is coming home at 3 o'clock. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, he's going to come home.
Early curfew.
Make sure that you guys are doing well.
Yes. Yeah, so Dad's coming home, so we gotta. It's like.
Does he know the Dad bit?
It's like. Yeah, he's heard it. It's like risky business.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we got to get all the trouble out of the way before.
We
Dad
got
gets
2 hours to collect the egg.
Exactly.
The glass egg. We got to get it back in 2 hours.
So you were at the game, or
I was not at the
you
game.
You were not
Dad.
At the game. It was a great game. It was a great environment. Obviously, Lonnie Walker was the big story of the game. Defensively, they did a really nice job on Steph. I thought. He did score 31 points, but he did it on 30 shots. So, not as Michael Thompson would say, not efficient, not effective. I'm not impressed. Actually, I was listening to the broadcast. When Ireland brought up the 31 points, Michael Thompson said, 30 shots, I'm not impressed.
I love Michael.
I'm not impressed.
I love Michael.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a fun game. Burma, what'd you think? Where were you?
I was sitting behind the basket, probably about like 8 rows up.
Like the end zone kind of area?
Yeah, the end zone-ish area. Yeah, yeah. It was a great view. I saw all the way across. So the Lakers were on the opposite end of the floor for the second half.
I like the end zone view. I like that
view. I like that view.
Like, for example, it's you know what also it's underrated for football games? Football games, it's underrated. Like when I used to go to USC games and they used to give us field passes, I would just walk from end zone to end zone and I would go to the end zone they were coming to.
Can I have your SoFi tickets then at 50 yard line?
No.
But you like the end zone tickets.
I do like the end zone.
Probably. I was in the end zone one time at a Rams game in the last 5 minutes, you know, when they let credentialed media go down there.
Yes.
And I was waiting for the locker room to open and the Rams were defending their end zone. And Marcus Peters ended up running through the end zone and almost ran straight into me, turned at the last minute. I, to this day, think he was screwing with me.
Oh, really?
Like that he knew exactly what he was doing and he was trying to scare me.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Bergman, you got any good stories? Anything good happen?
I was sitting in my seat for basically the whole time, and I sat next to Rick Bucher.
Rick Bucher!
And I sat, so we I talked about you with Rick Bucher.
Oh, really? What
you
did he say?
And Ireland. He didn't say anything about you, but he talked about Ireland.
Oh, did he talk about Ireland? I don't know Rick that well.
No, you don't know him?
He's been on the show a bunch, but I mean, back in the day.
But no, I was sitting next to him, so I was talking to him basically the entire second half, and he said that Ireland saw him not too long ago, and we got a whole hour out of one of his bits.
You got a whole hour?
No, the show did. When he said something about like KD needed to get married.
Oh, right.
And we got a whole bunch out of that.
Yeah.
And he was like, as long as you guys are just having fun with it and you're not making fun of me. So.
Well, yeah, no, we definitely weren't making fun of it. The thing I loved last night, so we were in the media room. And Momo was there, and Scott Kaplan was there. Cappy was there. And, you know, Cappy has a tendency to turtle when somebody famous is there. And so Momo says, hey, you guys want to meet Woj? I'm like, yeah, I want to meet Woj. I think I've met him before. But anyways, and Cappy wanted to meet Woj. So walk up to Woj and had a brief conversation. I think the first thing I said to him was, I follow you on Twitter, which was a decent opening line.
Yeah.
And what is he supposed to respond to that with?
I
don't follow you?
A laugh. Just a,
like, yeah, ha ha,
you and 2.5 million other people,
right? So many other people in that press.
How many
all follow Woj?
How many people follow Woj?
How flattering!
Yeah, how flattering!
Oh, really? You're one of the 5.9 million. Thank you so much.
So afterwards, and it was we didn't make much of an impression. And at one point, Adrian said, "You know, I think I've got to go talk to this guy over here." And then he just went and got a soda. He's like, "I need to go talk." Excuse me, guys. I've got somebody I need to see.
That's the same thing as I love that for you.
Yeah, I love that for you, exactly. But afterwards, Momo texted me this. Amazing turn of events. I went up to Woj after our interaction and said, glad you got to meet my guys. Woj responded, that guy's got great hair.
Wow.
High praise from Woj.
That's a Woj bomb right there.
That is a Woj bomb. Yeah, so I was very excited about that.
Sources close to the situation say Steve Mason has great hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you now tweet at Woj, since you follow him on Twitter, and ask him to say something about your hair?
I don't want to bother a busy man like Adrian with
but you think
a hair comment.
Saying I follow you on Twitter is not bothering him.
Oh, I thought that was just a good opening line.
What is he supposed
line?
To respond with? I think you should tweet him and say, hey, I'm the guy with the great hair.
It's a laugh line. It's an icebreaker. It's an icebreaker.
Did
don't
he laugh?
You know an icebreaker when you
I do.
Yeah, I did laugh.
Did he? Was it a pity laugh or was it a laugh?
No, it was a genuine laugh.
How soon after you told him you follow him on Twitter did he say he had to go meet somebody?
I had a good... Good 60 seconds. And by the way, it was the standard question. It was the, so what do you think tonight?
That, oh, see, that's way, a better opening
in the,
line.
In the, no, no. He hit me with that because I hit him with the opening line. I hit him with the icebreaker. Then he comes back with the, what do you think tonight? What do you think tonight, by the way, is the opener for any conversation you have at a game in the press room. So
With media that you don't know well.
Correct. Like, I know Rob Fukuzaki, but Rob Fukuzaki.
Yeah.
What do you think tonight?
I don't know Rob well. I know him well enough to say hello. That is probably what I would say to Rob.
I feel like I know Rob really well. I'm surprised I haven't been invited to the Rob and Michael Cooper show on Channel 7. Why do you think I haven't been invited to the Rob and Fukuzaki and Cooper show on Channel 7?
I don't know, but Fukuzaki sat in front of me yesterday. We had a little conversation. By he's a nice way, guy. I love that guy.
He's a
I don't know
guy.
Why you don't like him.
I'm a big Fukuzaki guy.
Not when he's on NBA Today.
That irritates me. But you realize him and Michael Cooper apparently have been doing that show together for 20 years, he said? Since the NBA went from NBC to ABC, they've been doing that show the entire time with Michael Cooper.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so they've been going at it for a while.
That's awesome. Cooper's hilarious.
Coop is great.
He is really funny.
I did an appearance with Coop. I'm telling you, I was supposed to like introduce him to the crowd. He needs no help whatsoever. Coop is just like, he's all energy.
Yeah, he's a really funny guy.
He really is funny. All right, so great night tonight. Coming up next for you, why don't we do this? There is a stupid suggestion about the way the Lakers should approach Game 5. We've got that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
It is Mason in Ireland, a live imaging Tuesday. We're playing TV themes today, Jack.
Yes!
Do you know what? You seem puzzled by this thing.
No, I know it. The great J.R. Ewing in Dallas.
Yes! I've always wanted to visit the South Fork Ranch.
Yeah. Who shot J.R.? Remember that was the most
it was the, sister, story in the it world. Was the sister-in-law,
it was Bing
right?
Crosby's daughter.
Yeah, but in the show, wasn't that the...
Mary,
or was it a cousin?
Mary Crosby was the one
was
who
it
shot
a cousin?
Him. I don't know.
Might have been a cousin.
I have no idea.
You didn't watch Dallas?
I was pretty young for Dallas.
Yeah, I was even not born, but I still got into Dallas.
I was really young also.
Did we ever find out who shot J.R.?
Yeah, it was Bing Crosby's daughter.
Okay.
It was. That was the actress. But I forgot what she was in the show.
Yeah.
But great show, though. Not Kathy Lee Crosby.
Not funny.
I'm really asking. Yeah, I'm actually asking.
Let's not judge our jokes. If we start judging jokes, Morales, you're going to wind up on the short stack a couple of times.
It really wasn't a joke. I was actually asking, was that
the
Kathy
timing,
Lee Crosby?
My timing was great with that. That's why that
your
was funny.
Your timing is excellent. By the way, the most famous scene from Dallas is the shower scene, which is where they basically wiped out an entire season of the show.
Sometimes I wish we could do that around here. Just pretend it was all a dream.
Yeah, I'm going to take a shower after this show.
Well, it is a loose day because Andy Kamenetsky is sitting in for Johnny Ike.
Yeah.
Dad isn't here.
Lonnie Walker.
Plus, it's a Lakers celebration Tuesday thanks to our friends at Michelob Ultra. The backstory on that is in the prep show meeting that you guys were having in the other room, I walked in and said, "Okay, Andy, we're going to need you today. Because after Lonnie Walker had a great game, Mace has got nothing else."
Oh, I got a lot, man.
Well, that's why it was a joke.
Yeah, I know. Just, you got to settle yourself today.
I'm very, that donut got me on edge.
You're irritable.
Because the donut screwed me up.
Irritable.
The sugar's fusing through my body, the carbohydrates.
And there was this sense of regret because you said it wasn't worth it.
Right. Are you still on your yoga bacon diet or what?
I got 2 pounds in the back. But
2 pounds of bacon.
But I thought
in the
needed some carbohydrates because I was so lethargic today.
Yeah, you are. Now you're irritable.
Well, yeah, because the sugar. It doesn't matter. We'll balance it all out.
All right, good.
You know what I mean?
Lonnie Walker!
Mason and Andy Kamenetsky continue on a Lakers celebration Tuesday. Right. By the way, don't forget, game 5 tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m.
Yeah. And Dad will be here for the 3 o'clock hour today.
Today?
Yeah.
Like the whole hour?
He's gonna be here from San Francisco as soon as he can get there and fix his equipment and whatnot.
Is that what we needed today?
Well, Andy's got
to
leave early.
I do have to leave early.
Oh, really? Yeah. What do you got going on?
I'm going to be appearing on Spectrum later.
Oh, nice.
Do you guys still do that bit where you dress up as cops?
No, it's aged poorly.
That was a good one.
That was a good
Brian had the nightstick out.
It was cop, bad cop.
It was fun for a while, and then it aged poorly.
Yes, it did not. It did not age
All right, well, we look forward to John Ireland. Johnny I joining us at 3 p.m. Right now, more of Mason and Andy Kamenetsky.
Okay, so there are hot takes, and then there are takes that just are past hot and move into ridiculousness.
They're so hot, they actually become cold. Like, they go so far around.
They melt.
Yeah.
The takes melt.
Mm-hmm.
because they're so hot.
Mm-hmm.
So earlier this morning, and by the way, I'm a huge fan of this guy. I love what?
This is right now what you are doing is a different version of no offense, but.
Okay. So I'm a huge fan of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I watch him on The Get Up, where he's the host. I watch him on the NBA Countdown show with Stephen A. and Jalen Rose. I love Greenberg. So think about this. The Lakers have just won game four. They've taken a 3-1 series lead. They get a chance to close out this series in five tomorrow night in San Francisco. But Mike Greenberg has a very interesting take on tomorrow night.
It's like in baseball, where you don't have to, you save your pitcher for the one game you need to win. You don't have to win five games in a best of seven. You only have to win four. Again, I don't want to sidetrack the conversation. Well, sure I do. I'll sidetrack the conversation. They're not winning game five under any, the Warriors are the hearts of a champion going home with their backs to the wall. The Warriors are winning game five no matter what happens. I'm playing this thing to try and win it in six.
Okay. That is, did you use the term cockamamie?
Cockamamie.
Cockamamie.
In the show meeting.
Yes. It is cockamamie. When you've got, I understand load management during the course of, a back-to-back in February, right? I understand not playing the second. I think it's ridiculous to suggest that the Lakers would somehow sit everybody for game five of the Western Conference semifinals.
Just to get everybody that much more energy for game six.
For game six.
That is cockamamie.
That is cockamamie.
Sorry, Mike.
Yes, sir, Ebo.
Now, it is a hot take. Oh,
that is scorching.
But overly so.
It's cockamamie.
I think the Lakers have got a legitimate chance of closing out the series tomorrow night.
Yeah, they've won on the road before.
Yeah.
They've been actually a good road team even during a lot of their struggles during the year and especially post-trade deadline. And there's no such thing as a throwaway playoff game.
Correct.
Like, you have to treat all of these games as extremely valuable because they are. Now, look, if they start this game down 25 in the fourth quarter.
I understand that. Sure. I understand that. Then you pull those guys and you rest them and you buy some minutes and all that stuff. But if you got a chance to win the game, you're playing to win the game.
Right. And the only way you get a chance to win that game is to actually play your guys in game five.
Correct. Now, Bergman, what do you think of the Greenberg? And I, by the way, I'm a huge Greenberg fan.
You said that now like five times.
Yeah, I know. Look, Mike Greenberg is not listening. You don't need to tell him.
You never know. You never know.
You don't need
listening.
To tell him how much you love him.
Well, he and Woj talk.
I understand he works for the company.
He works for the company.
We all love him. He's great. That's fine. Love him.
Thank you. I'm glad you got that in.
Okay,
now,
yeah. Say it another time.
Yeah.
But it's ridiculous. No, there's no reason to ever sit them. You have a chance to win. And the difference between having 5 days off if they win tomorrow night versus three days off on if you win on Friday, or possibly even one game off if you have to go to game seven, that is a big difference. If you can get the 5 days off, take the five days off.
Sure, absolutely. I think it's just nonsense. I think people run out of really hot things to say. And then
he was serious about it.
I don't think he was.
He was all fired up about it, talking about Pedro Martinez.
But I don't believe he believes what he's saying.
Do you like Mike Greenberg, though?
I do like Greenberg. But I don't think, I think a lot of people that do this don't believe what they're saying.
Well, okay.
Like, a lot of people have hot takes that they don't really believe.
Well, okay, to your point, and to bring people behind the curtain a little bit,
yes.
A lot of the way these shows work is a debate structure. You
Correct.
Debate ideas.
Yes.
And in order to debate ideas, there has to be two sides.
Yes.
And somebody had the side of the Lakers should try to win game five and close out their series.
Yes.
And Mike Greenberg said, okay.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
I'll take the opposite side.
I'm going to take the other side of that argument.
They should
argument.
Toss game five and play in game six.
Don't you, I don't believe Greenberg believes what he's saying.
So I actually do think he does.
I think he
convinced himself that this is the better option because he went into a whole thing about Pedro Martinez.
Which is just so not relevant to anything.
His whole thing of don't try and win five games when you only need four.
Yeah, LeBron's not in a five-man rotation. That's not the way things work. The like comparison.
Well, you hold Pedro Martinez for game six because in game five, yeah, like I think in his mind, he's like, this is a great take. I totally believe this.
But the only way that would work.
But I really like Mike Greenberg.
But I do like Greenberg. He's great. In Greenberg's comparison, the only way that would work would be it's not a matter of sitting Pedro Martinez for game six versus game seven. It's do you sit the entire starting Red Sox lineup? For game right. six versus
multiple,
game
you're
seven.
Sitting multiple Rest people. Lineup.
Right.
The two biggest stars. So it'd be like sitting Manny and David Ortiz at the exact
Correct.
Same time. Because they want to win game six.
By the way, LeBron would like to comment on Greenberg's official position.
Man, it's time to get rest now. Tired as hell, man. Get out of my face.
I'm tired as hell now. Get out of my face.
Well, doesn't that go along with Greenberg's argument?
No, it does not.
He's tired as hell, and you want him out of his face.
Man, it's time to get rest now. Tired as hell, man. Get out of my face.
Tired as hell. Get out of my face.
So typically, though, we saw, I mean, between game one and two, they lost game two because they were so tired after
Correct.
Game one.
Yeah, they were
playing
gassed.
40 plus minutes.
Yeah.
So technically, that's what you would expect to happen in this game also.
Well, I mean, the Warriors players are going to be tired, too. Steph is 35. He played like 40 minutes. Klay's getting older. Draymond's getting older.
Yeah, that's true.
Those guys have to deal with the exact same fatigue as the
Lakers. I think it's different, though. They play so fast. I mean, the Lakers
By
also
the way,
play very
are,
fast, but not this fast.
They are a... What did I say? They're really fun to watch. They do make every extra pass that you think.
Yeah.
That you don't even see.
I mean, we saw
like you watch them, you don't even see that last pass coming.
We saw a two-man game last night between Dante DiVincenzo and Moses Moody.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's how much the ball moves with the Warriors. It is really fun.
Yeah.
But they're going to be exhausted, too.
To your point, the sitting in that end zone seat,
yeah.
you can see all of that
yeah,
stuff
I know.
Happening.
That's a good seat for
It's
the
a great
ball
seat,
movement.
Especially
yeah.
in the fourth quarter, the third and fourth quarter, when they're on that side. You can see the ball moving around and
yeah.
how much it's where everybody's going and moving. It's actually pretty impressive.
By the way, Ireland had several moments in the broadcast because I was sitting there listening to it where he was saying things like, remember where the Warriors kind of took a lead in the third quarter and it looked like they were going to maybe knock them out? And Ireland's like, the champions have arrived. Here come the this is what we were afraid of. The defending champ. And the Lakers somehow found a way. And it was, I mean, it really was the least expected guy in the world. If you had Lonnie Walker on your bingo card, you were the winner. But I don't think a lot of people thought Lonnie Walker would dominate the fourth quarter.
No, they didn't. But there were signs, though, that Lonnie would have an opportunity to have a big game.
Sure.
Because he got put into the rotation for game three after playing the game two garbage time hard.
Yeah.
He played that garbage time real. He treated it like it was an audition
yep.
for actual playing time. Maybe he was conscious of this. Maybe he wasn't. But Malik Beasley and Troy Brown have not been giving the Lakers what they need.
No.
And you cannot shorten a rotation against the Warriors, particularly in the backcourt. Like they play too fast. You're going to be too exhausted. Lonnie treated this like an opportunity, and he's cashed in.
So no question that last night...
goes to Lonnie Walker.
Lonnie Walker was the goat.
What a way to honor Lonnie Walker.
With Andy's
roars, greatest game of his life, of his entire professional life.
Hey, go to the game is a good thing. He's the goat of the game.
Meh. Roars.
Yeah. No animal noises. Although, were you here the day I did the draft? I'm sorry, not the draft, the elephant.
The elephant or the giraffe?
The elephant.
No, I was not here for the elephant.
Now, nobody... Okay, so listen to this and tell me if this sounds like an elephant.
Be honest, dude.
You shouldn't have told him what it was.
I should have made you guess the animal.
You sort of had it until you absolutely bit it on the dismount. The dismount is where I think it falls apart.
I don't know. Like I think from the middle to the end, it's pretty much kind of.
It sort of sounds like an elephant mixed with like a kitten.
So I said a dying cat. John said that it sounds like his sleeping dog.
Yeah.
I think that one's pretty good.
I think
good.
It sounds just like an elephant. By the way,
I see a sleeping dog.
Yeah. No, not at all. Lindsay Baseball thinks it sounds like Steven Tyler. Here, listen to this.
It's closest to Steven
Tyler. It's in the ballpark. All right, coming up next for you, it is a Celebration Tuesday, and we will spin the wheel of questions coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
It is Mason and Ireland, a live imaging Tuesday.
This is a tough one.
On a Lakers Celebration Tuesday.
I know it. I know it. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Playing TV themes
today. I think I know this.
Go ahead.
$6 Million Man?
Correct a move.
Oh, wow! That's wow! We good. Can rebuild him.
That's good TV theme knowledge. Meanwhile, on this Lakers Celebration Tuesday, yes. Thanks to our friends at Michelob Ultra, it is time for Wheel of Questions. Producer Jorge, spin that wheel.
All right, here we go. Wheel of Questions time. And, interesting question. Okay, good. Good. What is your ultimate go-to comfort food? And what I'm looking for is stuff that's specific to you. Like, for example, for me, buttered noodles. Delicious buttered noodles. I also love what?
Oh, well, I was going to say that is the ultimate kid food.
Macaroni and cheese. Kraft macaroni and cheese. Absolutely delicious. Like go to like that.
Well, that's also that takes you back to being a kid.
Yes.
Like, there's nothing more just make a kid happy than yes. buttered noodles.
Yeah, buttered noodles are so good.
For me, it's pizza.
Pizza just...
It's pizza in part because I love pizza. Like, yep. I love it. I also like making it. Like, I make pizza. Like, I will roll out
the dough. Do you have,
like,
a pizza stone stuff like that?
I actually do. I have this incredible, I guess, kitchen gadget, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's basically an indoor pizza stone that yes. allows you to make what tastes like wood-fired pizzas
wow.
inside the house without heating up the whole house, getting it all hot. It is awesome. Like the stone gets up to like 500 degrees.
Damn.
You can make it with either thin crust,
so does
medium,
it make it crispy
hot.
Or?
Depends on what you want. Oh. You can make it thick. You can make it like I like it, which is super thin.
How often are you making pizza?
I would say at least every other week.
And the kids must love it, right?
Oh, yeah. My daughter absolutely loves it. She sometimes helps me with it.
How many kids do you have now?
I got one.
Just one?
Just same one.
I always think you've got multiple kids.
You're thinking of my brother.
Oh, yeah.
He's got three.
He's got three, yeah.
He does.
You've got Lily.
I have Lily.
Yes, I do remember that.
You met her when she was a baby.
Yes, I did. And how old is she now?
She is now 12.
Bergman, ultimate comfort food.
Matzo ball soup.
Oh, that's a goodie.
Matzo ball soup cures all ailments.
Mm-hmm.
It is the perfect comfort food.
If I feel a cold coming on,
eat matzo ball soup.
I will go get matzo ball soup.
Absolutely.
It is so delicious.
Cures it.
And by the way, and I like the putting more bagel chips in it.
Yeah.
Like as many bagel chips in there as you can possibly get. Delicious. All right, Jorge, what about you?
A good old ham or turkey sandwich.
That is good.
That's just it. Straight up ham, yeah, turkey sandwich. Up.
That's it. A little bit of lettuce, tomatoes, cheese, and you're done.
I got a list of other yeah. people's comfort foods. By the way, you know what's really underrated? I don't know if you've done this. When I was a kid, we used to get Hamburger Helper.
Oh, so good.
It's so delicious.
I love it.
But
even though it's salty.
But there were times when my mom didn't have the hamburger. And it does taste fine all by itself.
That's the joke in Vacation.
It is. And we lived that joke. Oh, when I heard that joke, I was like, oh, yeah, it tastes fine all by itself.
You're the gourmet around here, Ed.
Yeah. You know, stuff like, you know, it's grilled cheese is another one.
That's another one.
That is on the money.
Well, cheese in general.
Like, yeah.
Cheese makes you feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. Hamburger Hell and Kraft macaroni and cheese. I know they've got fancy lobster mac, and you go out and you do a Kraft macaroni and cheese, just delicious.
It's really good.
And you know what else is really good? What are they? The noodles that come in the block, and then you heat them up. And is it just ramen noodles?
Yeah, ramen yeah. noodles.
Uh-huh. Ramen noodles.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Top those, ramen. Yeah.
Maruchan.
Top ramen. I lived on
yeah,
those.
Maruchan.
In college.
That's right.
The Maruchan. Yeah.
Yeah. So good. All right. So there you have it. There's your wheel yeah, of
ten
questions.
For, ten for $10.
Ten for $10. There you go. All right.
Patio, you're good.
Lonnie Walker. Big night for Lonnie Walker. And by the way, and a just all round big night for the Lakers. I really thought that game was going to get away from them. About the time that Golden State went on a run in the third quarter, I think they got up to 11 points maybe. and found a way to get back into that game. I thought the game might have sailed at that point, but defensively in particular, they got good when they had to get good.
Well, here's the thing about this team that we've seen even in the first like three quarters of the season when they were struggling just to get 500.
Yep.
This is not a team that gives up.
Right.
Like that has been one of the hallmarks of these Lakers. They do not give up in games. And I agree with you that the Warriors were the better team for a lot of this game, but I don't actually think the Warriors were playing that well. Like they missed a lot of shots themselves.
They missed a lot of shots, yeah.
And they kept themselves vulnerable for the Lakers to eventually turn it on in the fourth quarter. Like the fourth quarter was the only quarter where I think either team really played well. It just happened to be the Lakers.
Right.
And Lonnie Walker, 15 points in the fourth quarter.
And obviously Anthony Davis had the big first half. But, I mean, defensively, it's undeniable how effective and important he is to the Lakers at that end of the floor.
It's a weird thing to say just because, obviously, Anthony Davis is so much of a better defender than Kevin Love. But, like, in the last 30 seconds of this game, Steph twice had AD matched against him on an island in isolation.
Yep.
Because Golden State put up a shot. They got the offensive rebound. Ball went back to Steph again. And remember 2016 in those finals, Kevin Love had that moment where he's matched up against Steph on an island, exactly what Golden State wants. And Kevin Love managed to stay in front of Steph well enough to blow up what they were doing.
Yeah.
AD did that twice.
Right.
In crunch time.
Yep.
And it speaks to everything he can do defensively. There's nobody who can wreck shop defensively in more ways than AD.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I thought the Lakers were going to win last night. You guys know the statistics by now, but once teams go up 3-1, there's a 95% chance historically that they go on to win the series. I said Lakers in six all along. You know what? Tomorrow night is going to be. If you made me pick, I would say Golden State probably going to win that game tomorrow night. Do you think?
I would think the odds favor it. Yeah.
Yeah, the odds favor. I don't know what the line is on the game tomorrow night. Speaking of lines, I crushed Jorge last night with mythical money.
By the way, currently it's Warriors minus 7.5.
Ooh,
that's a
minus seven.
Wow, that's a big line.
That's really a big line.
Number. Yeah. Really big number.
Take it.
So last night
you should. Now's the time to take it because it's going to go down.
Last night I had really big money on the Lakers. I think I even said Lakers by 3. The line was 2.5. So I managed to cover. How much did I win?
You won $50,000.
Nice.
There you go. See, you bet big.
Mythical dollars.
Mythical money. And Jorge bet?
$30,000 mythical dollars on the Warriors. And he lost.
30 cents.
Yeah, 30 cents to him. Am I in this thing now?
I mean, you're a little less than half now. So 237 for you, 546 for Jorge.
Yeah.
But by the way, like no joke, the line is going to go down. If you want to bet on it, you should bet on it now and get the minus 7.5. It's not going to go the other way.
Even though I just said
another 50, Mace.
If I had to,
yes.
I would not.
If you're going
to
make a bet on the Lakers, now is the time to do it.
Do it now, yeah.
Look at Jorge. Do it now.
So you do it to me every time.
Going back to Golden State. I mean, do it.
Andy, you
do
understand
it.
Gambling. Now is the time, right?
Yeah. I could see that line. I doubt the line will get any bigger.
No.
It's much more likely to get smaller than bigger.
Okay, I'm not going to bet 50.
49.
60, man. You want to catch up? Come on.
30,000 plus the 7.5.
Well, do it live.
30,000 plus the 7.5.
Jorge?
I'll wait for it to go down.
Smart.
Yeah, no, Jorge's going to wait on that bet. It's probably
Lakers
the right thing.
Plus 7.5.
We'll go all in this time.
That's a big
one. Can you imagine that?
If you went the whole thing
all in, can you imagine that? Oh, man.
God, if you won, it'd be over.
That chip stack.
Do it.
The chip stack, you just shove it all in the middle.
Do it.
Well, do it live.
Do it.
I'll wait for the line to go down.
I bet it all.
Yes. I bet.
Pay that man his money.
Pay that man his money.
I bet it all.
Oh, you can't believe what fell.
That ace could not have helped. The spade could not have helped you.
You know, I have that movie queued up to that spot, and we'll watch the poker scene from the end of Rounders on a somewhat regular. It's such a great scene.
Okay, here's the only thing, and I love it. As you can see, I know the lines. Like I
absolutely me and his money.
Love it, and yes. I think it captures poker really
yes,
well.
Yes, it does.
I have seen this movie 20, 25 times, whatever. For the life of me, I cannot figure out what Teddy KGB thinks that Matt Damon has. What for the Teddy life of KGB me. Because he is a professional, he's a professional poker player.
Right.
Who misplays this hand so badly.
Yeah. Well, he gives it away with the Oreo cookie.
Well, but also, too.
Once you open the Oreo cookie, you're basically, it's a total tell.
Well, look, he gave away his tell, but also, too, he is literally playing against a guy who is gambling for his life.
That's true.
Does he think this guy's bluffing? Like, yeah, just totally bluffing?
He could. Might be bluffing.
I lost a lot of respect for Teddy KGB as a gambler on that, in that moment.
Did you? Yeah. Yeah. It's a great, such a great scene.
He beat me.
He beat.
Straight up.
Beat me. All right. Coming up next, 2 o'clock call of the day. Now, Lakers win last night. It is a celebration Tuesday. Series advantage 3-1. Tomorrow night's game is in San Francisco. What is your take on the series right now? What can you bring something hotter than Mike Greenberg, who I love? I'm a big Mike Greenberg fan. But something hotter than Mike Greenberg.
That's a lot of cockamamie.
That is
top.
A lot of cockamamie. 877-710-ESPN. By the way, also coming up, going to talk about the guy at the other end of the spectrum from Lonnie Walker. Do you know who it is?
D'Angelo Russell.
No. I'll tell you in this next segment. But also going to do 2 o'clock call of the day. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Also on our chat fight Instagram feed. Our YouTube feed. We've got a chat fight going on right now.
Ooh.
Chat fight. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.